Hello and welcome to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today I'll be reading the poetry of Welsh poet Dylan Thomas. He was a poet and writer whose works include the poems Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night and Death Shall Have No Dominion, as well as the play for voices Under Milkwood. He also wrote stories and radio broadcasts, such as A Child's Christmas in Wales and Portrait of the Artist as a Young Dog. He became widely popular in his lifetime and remained so after his death at the age of 39 in New York City, where he was on a book tour. By then, he had acquired a reputation which he had encouraged as a roistering, drunken, and doomed poet. I'll begin with Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end, no dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. And you, my father, there on that sad height, curse, bless me now, with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. Dead men naked as they shall be, one with the man in the wind and the west moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, they shall have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad as they shall be sane, though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion under the windings of the sea. They live long shall not die windily, twisting on racks when sinews give way. Strapped to a wheel, yet they shall not break. Faith in their hands shall snap in two, and the unicorn evils run them through. Split all ends up, they shan't crack, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. No more may gulls cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashores. Where blew a flower? May a flower no more lift its head to the blows of the man, though they be mad and dead as nails. Heads of the characters hammer through daisies, break in the sun till the sun breaks down, and death shall have no dominion. This is a selection from Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales, which is a prose poem, and he often wrote about his childhood growing up in Wales. One Christmas was so much like another in those years around the sea town corner, now and out of all sound, except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases rolled down toward the two-tongued sea, like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged fish-freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. It goes in my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and out come Mrs. Prothero and the firemen. It was on the afternoon of the Christmas Eve, and I was in Mrs. Prothero's garden waiting for cats with her son Jim. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, though there were no reindeer. But there were cats, patient, cold, and callous. Our hands wrapped in socks, we waited to snowball the cats, sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling. They would slink and sidle over the white back garden walls. And the lynx-eyed hunters Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasin trappers from Hudson Bay. Off Mumbles Road would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes. The wise cats never appeared. Clown in the Moon. My tears are like the quiet drift of petals from some magic rose, and all my grief flows from the rift of unremembered skies and snows. I think that if I touched the earth, it would crumble. It is so sad and beautiful, so tremulously like a dream. Dylan Thomas writes a lot about his childhood, and here's another one about that called Fern Hill. Now, as I was young and easy under the apple boughs, about the lilting house and happy as the grass was green, the night above the dingle starry, time let me hail and climb, golden in the heydays of his eaves. And honored among wagons, I was prince of the apple towns. And once below a time, I lordly had the trees and leaves trail with daisies and barley down the rivers of the windfall light. And as I was green and carefree, famous among the barns about the happy yard, and singing as the farm was home in the sun, that is young once only. Time, let me play and be golden in the mercy of his means. And green and golden I was, huntsman and herdsman. The calves sang to my horn. The foxes on the hills barked clear and cold. And the Sabbath rang slowly in the pebbles of the holy streams. All the sun long, it was running, it was lovely, the hay fields high as the house, the tunes from the chimneys, it was air and playing, lovely and watery, and fire green as grass, and nightly under the simple stars, as I rode to sleep, the owls were bearing the farm away, all the moon long I heard, blessed among the stables, the nighters flying with the ricks, and the horses flashing into the dark. And then to awake, and the farm like a wanderer white with dew. Come back, come back. The cock on his shoulder, it was all shining. It was Adam and maiden. The sky gathered again, and the sun grew round that very day. So it must have been after the birth of the simple light in the first spinning place, the spellbound horses walking warm out of the whinnying green stable onto the fields of praise, and honored among foxes and pheasants by the happy house under the new-made clouds, and happy as the heart was long in the sunborn over and over I ran my heedless ways. My wishes raced through the house, high, hey, and nothing I cared at my sky-blue trades. That time allows, in all his tuneful turning, so few and such morning songs before the children of green and golden follow him out of grace. Nothing I cared in the lamb-white days that time would take me up to the swallow-thronged loft by the shadow of my hand, in the moon that is always rising, nor that riding to my sleep I should hear him fly with the high fields and wake to the farm forever, fled from the childless land. Oh, as I was young and easy in the mercy of his means, time held me green and flying, though I sang in my chains like the sea. A process in the weather of the heart. A process in the weather of the heart turns damp to dry. The golden shot storms in the freezing tomb. A weather in the quarter of the veins turns night to day. Blood in their suns lights up the living worm. A process in the eve forewarns the bones, and the womb drives in a death as life leaks out. A darkness in the weather of the eye is half its light. The fathomed sea breaks on an unangled land. The sea that makes a forest of the loin forks half its fruit and half drops down, slow in a seeping wind. A weather in the flesh and bone is damp and dry. The quick and dead move like two ghosts before the eye. A process in the weather of the world turns ghost to ghost. Each mothered child stirs in their double shade. A process blows the moon into the sun, pulls down the shabby curtains of the skin, and the heart gives up its dead. Especially when the October wind, with frosty fingers, the October wind punishes my hair. Caught by the crabbing sun, I walk on fire and cast a shallow crab upon the land. By the sea's side, hearing the noise of birds, hearing the raven cough in the winter sticks, my busy heart, who shudders as she talks, sheds the symbolic blood and drains her words. Shut to in a tower of words, I mark on the horizon, walking like the trees, the wordy shapes of women and the rows of the star-gestured children in the park. Some let me make you of the voweled beaches, some of the oaken voices from the roots of many a thorny shire tell you notes. Some let me make you of the water speeches. Behind a pool of ferns, the wagging clock tells me the hour's word. The neural meaning flies on the shafted disk, declaims the morning and tells the windy weather. Some let me make you of the meadow's signs. The signal grass that tells me all I know breaks with the wormy winter through the eye. But some let me tell you of the raven's sins. Especially when the October wind, some let me make you of autumnal spells, the spider-tongued and the loud hill of whales, with fists of turnips punishes the land. Some let me make you of the heartless words, the heart is drained, that spelling in the scurry of chemic blood, warmed of the coming fury of winter. By the seaside, hear the dark-voweled birds. A letter to my aunt, discussing the correct approach to modern poetry. To you, my aunt, who would explore the literary Chankly bore, the paths are hard. for you are not a literary Hottentot, but just a kind and cultured dame who knows not Eliot, to her shame. Fie on you, aunt, that you should see no genius in David G., no elemental form and sound in T.S.E. or Ezra Pound. Fie on you, aunt. I'll show you how to elevate your middle brow, and how to scale and see the sights from modernist to Parnassian heights. First, buy a hat. No Paris model, but one the Swiss wear when they yodel. A bowler thing with one or two feathers to conceal the view. And then, in sandals, walk the street. All modern painters use their feet for painting on their canvas strips. Their wives are mothers, minus hips. Perhaps it would be best if you created something very new. A dirty novel done in Erse. Or written backwards in Welsh verse. Or paintings on the backs of vests. Or Sanskrit psalms on lepers' chests. But if this proved impossible, perhaps it would be just as well, for you could then write what you please, and modern verse is done with ease. Do not forget that limpet rhymes with strumpet in these troubled times, and commas are the worst of crimes. Few understand the works of Cummings, and few James Joyce's mental slummings, and few young Auden's coded chatter, but then it is the few that matter. Never be lucid, never state if you would be regarded great. The simplest thought or sentiment, for thought we know is decadent. Never omit such vital words as belly, genitals, and blank. For these are things that play a part, and what a part, in good art. Remember this. Each rose is wormy, and every lovely woman's germy. Remember this, that love depends on how the Gallic letter bends. Remember, too, that life is hell, and even heaven has a smell of putrefying angels who make deadly whoopee in the blue. These things remembered, what can stop a poet going to the top? A final word before you start. The convulsions of your art. Remove your brains, take out your heart. Minus these curses, you can be a poetic genius like David G. Take courage, aunt, and send your stuff to Jeffrey Gridson with my luff. And may I yet live to admire how well your poems might light the fire. Find meat on bones. Find meat on bones that soon have none, and drink in the two milked crags, the merriest marrow and the dregs, before the ladies are hags and the limbs are torn. Disturb no winding sheets, my son, but when the ladies are cold as stone, then hang a ram rose over the rags. Rebel against the binding moon and the parliament of sky, the kingcrafts of the wicked sea, autocracy of night and day, dictatorship of the sun. Rebel against the flesh and bone, the word of the blood, the wily skin, and the maggot no man can slay. The thirst is quenched, the hunger gone, and my heart is cracked across. My face is haggard in the glass, my lips are withered with a kiss. A merry girl took me for a man, I put her down and told her sin and put aside her a ram rose. The maggot that no man can kill and the man no rope can hang rebel against my father's dream. That out of a bower of red swine howls the foul fiend to heal. I cannot murder, like a fool. Season and sunshine, grace and girl, nor can I smother the sweet waking. Black night still ministers the moon, and the sky lays down her laws. The sea speaks in a kingly voice. Light and dark are not enemies, but one companion. War on the spider and the wren, war on the destiny of man, doom on the sun. Before death takes you, oh, take back this. Holy spring. Oh, out of a bed of love, when that immortal hospital made one more move to soothe the cureless counted body, and ruin and his causes over the barbed and shooting sea, assumed an army and swept into our wounds and houses. I climb to greet the war in which I have no heart, but only that one dark I owe my light. Call for confessor and wiser mirror, but there is none to glow after the god of stoning night. And I'm stuck as lonely and as holy a marker by the sun. No. Praise that the springtime is all Gabriel and radiant shrubbery as the morning grows joyful out of the woebegone pyre. And the multitude's sultry tear turns cool on the weeping wall. My arising prodigal son, the father, his quiver full of infants of pure fire, but blessed be hail and upheaval, that uncalm hill is sure alone to stand and sing alone in the husk of man's home, and the mother and toppling house of the holy spring, if only for a last time. In My Craft, or Sullen Art. Exercised in the still night, when only the moon rages, and the lovers be abed, with all their griefs in their arms, I labor by singing light, not for ambition or bread, or the strut and trade of charms on the ivory stages, but for the common wages of their most secret heart. Not for the proud man apart from the raging moon I write on these spindrift pages, not for the towering dead with their nightingales and psalms, but for the lovers, their arms. Round the griefs of the ages, who pay no praise or wages, nor heed of my art or craft. Notes on the Art of Poetry. I could never have dreamt that there were such goings on in the world between the covers of books, such sandstorms and ice blasts of words, such staggering peace, such enormous laughter, such and so many blinding bright lights splashing all over the pages in a million bits and pieces, all of which were words, 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 and each of which were alive forever in its own delight and glory and oddity and light. Thank you for joining me for Poet's Corner as we explore the poetry of Dylan Thomas. I am your volunteer Sunsounds reader, Rexy. Now I'll leave you with some beautiful folk music in the Welsh language, which I'm told is very difficult to learn and understand.
Sabbath Achaskor.